Morning, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call Senate Finance Committee to order. So 9:25, April 17, 2009. With me today is Senator Hoffman, Senator Ellis, Senator Thomas, Senator Olson. We're going to go ahead and change the order of the day. We're going to not take up House Bill 121. And we're going to go to House Bill 221, Mortgage Lending Regulations, and House Bill 78, Extend Board of Public Accountancy, then House Bill 63, Council of Domestic Violence, Members and Staff, House Bill 123, Suicide Prevention Council. House Bill 221, your first order of business. This is the second hearing on this bill. We had the first hearing yesterday, April 16th. The intent today is to bring this bill back before the committee. And if members don't have any questions, we'll look to the will of the committee. And I see we have Mr. Jackson, staff of Representative Olson, has come forward knowing the drill. In case there's questions, there's one fiscal note from the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development for 98,000 in program receipts. And do we have any questions? Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out CS for House Bill 221, Labor and Commerce, with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
Okay, we have a motion to move the bill with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee. Take up the next piece of labor, House Bill 78. This is the first hearing on the bill. The intent is to introduce the bill, take public testimony, and if members don't have any concerns, we'll look to the committee. We have with us Mr. Jackson, who is representing the bill sponsor, and if you could walk through the bill, please.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Conrad Jackson, staff to Representative Olson. Before you, House Bill 78, extending the Board of Public Accountancy. As usual with the renewal or the extensions of boards, legislative audit has reviewed the actions of the board, and in this case I've recommended a four-year extension. In many cases they will recommend eight-year extensions. Obviously they recommend a different number depending on what they find. In this case, the four-year extension is offered based on discussions with the board concerning future services that may be outsourced and possible changes to the board structure and new statutes and regulations that may be pursued in the near future. Mr. Chairman, that's really all there is. If you have questions regarding the audit specifically, Pat Davidson from Legislative Audit is here to speak directly to those. Thank you.
And we have one fiscal note for 99.4. A brief at ease. One fiscal note for 99.4 thousand. Do we have questions from the committee or Senator Olson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Jackson, as we look at this, at least the bottom of the sponsor statement, it talks about future services being outsourced. Can you just highlight that or give us a capsulated, what are the services that are being outsourced?
Senator Olson, through the chair, I can certainly run through the through the audit from legislative audit, but it may be quicker to have Ms. Davidson come up, and she can run through those much quicker than I can find them in the audit.
You can introduce yourself for the record and who you represent, and then speak to the bill, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Pat Davidson, representing the Division of Legislative Audit. Through the chair, in response to Senator Olson's question, in the past, actions taken by the board they have done cooperative agreements with the National Association of State Boards of Accountancy for the management of the CPA exam. Other areas that they are looking towards, they may or may not pursue those, would be evaluation of applicants, continuing education services. So it's a myriad of services that they are looking at options for. I don't think that they have anything right now decided on, but that is one of the things that they're trying to do to make the board more efficient, is to delegate to those services if possible.
Mr. Chairman, just as a follow-up, I was more interested in to see if the investigatory aspect or the investigation into wrongdoing or malpractice were going to be outsourced.
Through the chair, Senator Olson, no. Actually, the investigation is a function of the division, not the board itself. The board does sit in evaluating the results of the investigations, but investigations will remain with the division.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Do we have any other questions? Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the packet, there is correspondence between the Department of Commerce as well as the Department of Administration regarding the filling of the Public Accountancy Board positions. Has that been taken care of this year now? Or?
Through the chair, Senator Thomas, I'm not sure what the current status of the board is. I did not look at that before I came.
Okay, thank you. And just one other short item is that also in the correspondence there is some there's one other item that you may or may not know the answer to, and that was the recommendation response to your recommendation number 2 regarding the professional licensing to evaluate the fees in light of the board's cumulative balance. Do you know if there's been progress made on that? I realize this is all relatively new, but do you know if they have actually come forward with any plan of how they would do that?
Through the chair, Senator Thomas, no. However, when I renew my license in January, I'll find that out.
Okay, thank you.
Any questions? Anybody on the call in? Anybody here in the audience want to speak to the bill? Come back to the committee for the bill of the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Senate Finance Committee pass out House Bill 78 with individual recommendations and a couple of fiscal note.
We have a motion to move the bill with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll move the bill from committee to the next committee of referral. Take up the next piece of labor. House Bill 63, Council Domestic Violence, members and staff. This is the first hearing on the bill. The intent today is to introduce the bill, adopt a committee substitute, take public testimony, and see if there are issues that surface, and then look to the will of the committee. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee adopt Senate CS for House Bill 63 /M as a working document.
And we have a motion to adopt version M as a working document. Do we have objection? I'll object for explanation. We have a representation from the bill sponsor. You can introduce yourself for the record, who you represent, and speak to the CS, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Crystal Keenum and staff to Representative Fairclough. I do believe she is on her way up here, but with House Finance and all the fun of today. What we have before us is House Bill 63. Would you like me to do the explanations of the blank CS before you?
Yes, if you could touch on the CS changes, and then we'll adopt the CS, and then I'll have you speak to the bill.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 63, when it was passed off of the House floor in regards to Section 4, changed the language. We had the executive director and staff in the exempt service. We had taken out staff, so we left them within the classified service. Somehow, after the bill went through its first committee of referral on the Senate side, there was an amendment that was passed that added transition language in, so those staff within the classified service would not be docked for pay or their insurance and benefits, things like that. That was not included, and the language actually went back to the original version of the bill. So what we have before us is actually the intent of the Senate State Affairs Committee.
Okay. I'll go ahead and is there any other questions on the adoption of the CS? Yeah, I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the adoption of the CS. We'll come back to the full bill. If you could give us a rundown on the bill, version M.
Absolutely, Mr. Chairman. What this bill does is it changes in the composition of the council. We do go from, we add four public members. We were at three. We add it to four. And it also states that one of those public members must be from a rural area. It adds a new subsection, adding the Commissioner of Corrections or a designee of corrections. We feel that corrections does play a big part within sexual assault and domestic violence, and the task force recommended that member be added. It changes the term of office from 2 years to 3 years, so that way the members can sit through a full budget cycle. And it changes the language from shall to may in regards to the governor consulting the Alaska Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault regarding those public members. It also adds language that states that members appointed to the council may not be employees of the state of Alaska. One of the main things that we did was change the definition of rural area. There was discussion over in the other body as to finding a good number to include mainly the Representative Heron did want the Bethel area included, so we added that from 3,500 up to 7,500 people. Because we did add members to the council, we upped the quorum requirements from four members to five members. And as I mentioned before, in the explanation of changes, the staff positions are now in the classified service and the executive director does remain in the exempt service. It also adds a subsection that deals with the appointing of new members to the council within 30 days of this effect. And also, as I mentioned, the transition language from that amendment of the staff within the classified service.
Do we have any questions for the bill sponsor? We have one fiscal note. So we have two zero fiscal notes and one
three.
Fiscal note. 7.9 million. So we have three total.
Three.
Two at zero and one at 7.9. And I see no one on the call-in sheets. Anybody from the audience want to come forward? Any final questions for the bill sponsor? Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out Senate CS for CS for House Bill 63 /M with the individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move the bill from the committee to the next committee or referral.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
On to our last piece of labor today, House Bill 123, Suicide Prevention Council. This is the first hearing on the bill. On April 10th, we did hear the Senate companion, Senate Bill 35. The bill moved from committee and is identical to this House bill. The intent today is to introduce the bill, take public testimony, and if there's no concerns, we'll look to the will of the committee. There are two fiscal notes by the Department of Health and Social Services. The first fiscal note is for 46.3 in general fund mental health to cover the cost of a half position currently assigned to the council. The second fiscal note is for 82.8 in general fund mental health to cover the cost of travel and supplies. The funding for both of these notes is in the FY10 operating budget, and we have the bill sponsor. If she could introduce herself for the record, who she represents, give us a rundown on the bill, and welcome to Senate Finance.
Mr. Chairman, members of this committee, for the record, my name is Anna Fairclough, and I'm elected out of the Eagle River area, District 17. Thank you for hearing our bill on extending the life of the Suicide Prevention Council in Alaska. The bill before you implements audit recommendations so that the council can function in a better way. As I'm sure you're all aware, Alaska has some of the worst rates of suicide in our nation. Specifically, rural Alaska and Alaska Natives are overrepresented in that population that is choosing to take their lives. This task force is working on a strategic plan to try to reduce that transpiring in Alaska, and I urge your support.
Okay. Do we have any questions for the bill sponsor? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As we look at the council, is there any evidence that the council is effective at all in trying to curb those numbers? Because it's my understanding that the numbers continue to climb no matter what.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Olson, you are correct, though they are starting to implement strategies of actually public outreach that are talking about how people can identify children, specifically youth, but older individuals at risk. So they are doing reach out work. The council has been dysfunctional for a period of time purely because of its structure. There were four voting positions of members of our body, our both bodies, that were on the council, and it created a quorum challenge for them to actually meet and take decisive action, so they had trouble in reaching that quorum. So this particular bill, certainly led by Senator Davis, I hope that's appropriate at this committee, looked at implementing those audit changes to make those members non-voting members now, so a quorum could be more readily established and they could advance a strategy to try to reduce suicide in our state.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions? No one from the call-in? Anybody in the audience? Any other questions from the committee? Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out CS for House Bill 123, Finance amended, with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Okay, we have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Do we have objection? Fiscal notes. We have objection. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee. We will recess to the call of the chair. From recess. Playtime's over, boys. Meeting adjourned.